from Washington State to Florida now. Another legal update on the legal case of Sami Al-Aryan. He's the former computer science professor. He was tried on charges of assisting a terrorist organization a couple of years ago. Last May, he took a plea bargain, and his lawyers thought that meant he would be deported by now. That's not what happened, as NPR's Mike Pesca reports.
Sami Al-Aryan went from a college professor with an anti-Israel streak to whipping boy for the Fox News Channel's Bill O'Reilly to federal defendant to Exhibit A for anyone who wants to criticize the Justice Department for overreaching. Along the way, he's become kind of a cause celeb for some who saw his prosecution as politically motivated harassment. A Norwegian documentarian has even chronicled his family's hardships. Paul Perez, the United States attorney, in a press conference right after Al-Aryan was sentenced, claimed that the plea rebuffed these critics and vindicated the prosecution.
Al-Aryan's conviction and sentence properly holds him accountable to the United States for his criminal conduct in assisting members of a ruthless and deadly terrorist organization responsible for the murders of over 100 people, including American citizens.
That organization is the Palestinian Islamic Jihad, designated as terrorist by the Justice Department in 1995. For Al-Aryan's admission that he was conspiring to give services to the PIJ, he was sentenced to the maximum term, which, factoring in time served, would have been up in a few months, after which Al-Aryan was to have been deported. But that's all on hold because Al-Aryan has been subpoenaed in another terrorism case in Virginia. Linda Moreno was Al-Aryan's lawyer.
Our position in negotiating the plea with the government was that Dr. Al-Aryan would never cooperate, would never testify, would not allow himself to be turned into an informant of any kind. And so if the government was seeking any kind of cooperation from Dr. Al-Aryan, we were ready to retry the case.
Indeed, there is no clause in the plea agreement saying Al-Aryan would testify in other cases. But there is also nothing saying he wouldn't. In the plea hearings, the U.S. attorney stipulated that the Eastern District of Virginia wouldn't bring charges against Al-Aryan, but said nothing about testifying. Andrew McCarthy is a former United States attorney who's tried terror cases. He says Al-Aryan's plea isn't a get-out-of-testifying-free card.
This is a guy who, like many people who are convicted of being involved in a criminal organization, does not want to give up his confederates. And the thing that, mafia guys don't like this, drug organization guys don't like this, and terrorists don't like this.
Al-Aryan's defense team rebuts all of that characterization. They say his testimony won't even be helpful, but given the nasty reputations of some of the groups named in the charges, they say even useless testimony could imperil Al-Aryan's life. If that's the case, says former prosecutor Andrew McCarthy, the defense should have gotten a promise not to testify in writing.
And if that had been part of his understanding, and indeed if it had been key to his decision to plead guilty, his very able lawyers would absolutely have had that written into his agreement. And if they didn't, that's probably because there's no such agreement.
I put it to Jack Fernandez, the lawyer who's representing Al-Aryan now. Why wasn't the agreement in writing?
It's one of those things that got lost, I think, in the fact that there were so many different people involved in the case. There were negotiations that went on early on, and that issue was an issue that was raised and dismissed early on in the sense that it was resolved and decided by the lawyers on the case early on, including the government.
University of Florida law professor Michael Siegel, who for years was the top assistant U.S. attorney in the very office which wound up prosecuting Al-Aryan, says that the U.S. attorney may have been acting in good faith when he said, "We don't expect your client to have to testify."
It is not unusual for a prosecutor to say, "Once we conclude this, I'm moving on, I'm done, I have no further interest." And frankly, if that was said and then a subpoena was issued, it's ungentlemanly, to say the least.
But Siegel actually thinks that's not what happened. He doesn't think Al-Aryan was tricked. He points to the plea agreement. Right there, it says that the agreement is not binding to other prosecutors other than the one in Central Florida. As of now, Al-Aryan seems to be running out of options. He's been held in contempt twice, and though his lawyers are appealing, it seems that he'll either have to testify or sit in jail for who knows how long. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.